networking and sales. Networking highly values the relationship, is a very effective at getting the people into reveal their dreams, values and feeling in conversation. Networking, coming together, or for the sale of a product, undertake the opportunity that some weekly bazaar day is there. There you can have a stall and you can sell your product, or you can convince the people. People may come. Adequate material you can prepare and keep it there. So this is the and try to get the cards or their email IDs or phone numbers, and subsequently in periodic interval try to interact with them. You can establish a network with the people for sales of the product. Hidden idea is the sale of the branch product or bank product, but networking, without networking it may not happen. Actively builds a solid network within and outside the company, values the relationship highly, is trusted and well linked to the others. This should be a trusted. You should give a feel that whatever idea you are floating are the trustworthy. This is skilled and building external alliance that benefits the branch and the company. Works hard to build the positive relationship where none had existed before. Project the strong self-confidence, compel others to respect and trust within her. Very, very important is trust. You should earn the trust from your clients. If you win, you will be beneficial. If you lose, perhaps it is a loss to the bank or a branch. So, trust and confidence is required to be created not only among the staff working under you but among the customers also. This is very much required by the branch manager. Determine the most opportune time for the events and interactions. Let us others in on how they will personally benefit from his or her ideas. So any idea has come up, definitely it has to be discussed in the forum wherever it is possible. Networking enjoys the shaping the ideas and opinions of others, sets an example for aggressive but ethical sales and methods, techniques. These are very much important tools to take the decisions or networking. Networking builds a strong relationship with the diverse of the customer base. If you are frequently communicating to the customer this way or that way, maybe by channel of writing the mail or calling over phone or sending an SMS message or something like that, if you do, it will feel will be created among the customers that yes, there is a branch manager who may take care of ours. So why not bank with that bank itself? Like that, this idea come up and the people, you may have your network. Then recognizes the sales talent in others and nurtures the development that talent and promotes the company in ways that fosters the goodwill with the build and the profitability. There are many talents. Suppose by mistake, the person who is well versed in the credit, you are putting into the deposit section. Perhaps he may not perform well, but his background suggests that he is the right person for taking the credit decision or advance decision or loan decisions, which is a wrong placement. Everything branch manager has to decide the capability, his talents of his staff. He should recognize the well in advance during the day-to-day course of business and put him on the right track so as to get more and more benefits from these kind of staffs. Persistent and result-oriented branch manager always succeeds in the business. What is persistent and result-oriented? Branch manager accepts the personal responsibility for the work of the team. He should not say, the work done by my subordinates, why I should take the responsibility? He is a functionally responsible for the activities or decision taken by his subordinates. It is expected that decision taken by these people is with the knowledge of the branch manager. Takes the action to meet the, and exceed the expectations. He has to take many times some hard decisions and he has to put it into place, the decision taken by him. Seizes the opportunities when these arises. He has to encash the opportunities. Any kind of opportunities comes, he has to encash those opportunities. Understand that with accountability comes pressure. Accountability, if you want to decide that particular person has committed a mistake, how he has committed the mistake, why he has committed the mistake, you should try to understand. Branch manager should must know why he has taken such kind of decisions. So, he should be capable enough to understand under the circumstances under which the wrong decisions or any unwarranted decision is taken by the concerned his subordinates. Hold subordinates, managers and the superiors accountable for bottom results. Holding anybody responsible for certain mistakes or certain decisions taken needs to be communicated by the branch manager much at early stage before you put the people on the track or before you put the people on the desk. This will give them the feel that somebody is observing our decision making and also wrongdoing also. So the fear also should be created among the staff working under him. Pursues his or her goals with energy, drive and need to finish. Goals can be set. Goals can be rolled out. Success of the goals which are set should be result oriented. You should not set a goal or approve the goals of your subordinates unless and until you feel that this can be achievable or this can be achieved. You can perverse in the faces of the adversity, doesn't let barriers or setback get him on her own down. Failure of certain ideas of the last year should not be repeated this year. You should not blame that person because it may happen that the circumstances previous year were different and circumstances this year may not be maybe supporting this year. So, you should not discourage your subordinates that the failure of the previous year sometimes for particular product. Branch manager is committed to continuous improvement through the empowerment and the management by data. Data sharing is very essential for the branch manager. Maybe it is a transaction data, employee data or whatever may be the kind of data because the decisions are taken on the data provided by you only by the top management. Then, planning, analytical planning and detailed oriented. This is very important for the branch manager. Of course, everything what we are discussing is important for the branch manager, but analysis of the issues, because it requires the brain to be used. Many people, they do not use the brains, though they have. Because application of mind, thinking process, understanding the issue, analyzing the issue, reading the issue, applicability of its pros and cons or regulatory requirements are important events while taking the decisions. So, analytical ability plays a very vital and important role in decision making. Branch manager analyzes what went wrong, when deadlines are missed or numbers fall short. He should be very transparent on those ideas. Develops fully actionable plan that successfully respond to the identified issues. There should be a plan for identifying certain threats, certain issues or certain successes. He should have identified such kind of products, issues and also he should be in position to action out the plan which he has planned out earlier. He branch manager should coordinate the team efforts and the action to meet the plans, create thorough implementation plans that includes the back-end checks for the quality and accuracy. Branch managers demonstrate a collaborative problem-solving style. He should have his own style of solving the problems of the employees, of the transactions, of the higher-ups, of the customers. Analyzes the business and service problems from a systematic perspective. Seeks a long-term solution that will fix the problem rather than just surfaces the issue. So always, branch manager should see how these issues which he is facing now cannot be repeated. Once the mistake is done, another time for the same type of transaction, similar mistake should not happen or similar goof-up should not happen in the system. If necessary, he should have a capability to escalate it to the concerned department of the bank who can provide the solution for that. He should not hesitate to contact them. Separates what needs to be done by the mission critical versus important. Critical issues versus important issues. Your critical issues should be resolved in the timeline and important issue should have been given a preference. So both the things should be done by the branch manager simultaneously. This idea is called multitasking. So multitasking quality also branch manager should have. Knows how to do more with less and is creative about the finding way to meet the target when it is challenged. So each and every moment is challenging for the branch manager. Within the given circumstances, suppose for example, 50 people came at a time in the bank branch. You have only 5 staff to cater the need of that. Branch manager should stood up, he come out and he should address the crowd. His difficulty, express them. Everything will be streamlined. If he doesn't, then crowd. If it is a crowd, they may shout. But if you are able to convince them, they can listen very carefully. They will agree and they will feel that, yes, there is a branch manager who can take care of ours. Branch manager should be customer focused. It is very important. Many times what happens, some customers he is not focusing, some customer he is focusing. Those who are having the higher amount of deposit with them, they are focusing more. Those who are having just a simple savings bank account, he will not take care of much. It should not happen. Customer is a customer and he is always right. Banking is a service industry. He must give equal opportunity to all the customer irrespective of the fact how wealthy is that customer. So acquisition of customer is very important and right time convince to the customer to banking with them is very much important. So branch manager's role is to focus the customer and customer is a focal point in here. No doubt while doing this, he has a different roles to perform which we have already discussed. Sparing time, multitasking is a very important criteria for the branch manager. Helps to the customer better articulate their needs, is skilled at handling the unique and complex customer request issues or whenever it is needed. According to the branch manager, he may think of there are certain customers which are beyond the capacity to convince. But each time, branch manager should take a call. Whatever they may say, branch manager should have a simple vision that customer in your premises is a king and he is always right. Ongoing evaluation of the services and effectiveness is definitely required for the benefit of the customer If anything is required, anything is suggested, he can very well look into the suggestions very proactively. Certain ethics also he has to follow, the branch manager. What are those? Models integrity, coaches others well in issues involving the honesty and ethics. Ethics proactively rewards the positive behavior and deters the questionable or borderline ethical behavior that is not a company's long-term interest. So, he should not confront with the customer at most of the time. Rarely it may happen. After all are human beings. Faces difficult ethical issues head-on, keeps the company's best interest foremost in mind. Branch manager takes the personal responsibility for the communicating ethical standard of the behavioral of the all branch employees. Any employees also misbehaves, the responsibility should be taken by the branch manager so as to convince successfully to the customer. Creates a strong employer brand based on the sound business ethics to attract the highest quality employees. Values honesty over results with active participation in building the company culture based on the solid business ethics. Solid business ethics is the most important as far as the branch manager is concerned. Activities we have seen, responsibilities we have seen. By this time, you must have come across branch manager's role is not so easy. Now let us see what are the causes of the job stress to the bank manager. All what we have discussed is all stress only. But among those what we have, what is priority wise, we have to discuss what actually the causes that branch manager always thinks that he is under stress. Why? Number one, the bank managers have a goals and that must be met. That is one idea always fitting into the branch manager's mind, specifically to generate the new account through the deposit and loans under the competition. It is very difficult to get the customers. Very, very difficult to get the customers. Even while granting the loan, also there are many it is very difficult to get the concerned credit takers or maybe the request for the loan, or the people should ask for the loan. But branch manager should have a capability to convince these people so as to sell the liability product as well as deposit products. Knowingly, the branch managers have to meet a number that can be stressful enough. Target is fixed, half year has gone, they have not reached even previous quarter's requirement. In next half year, that is 6 months time, whether he may achieve or not, he is always exploring the possibility, and that is always a stress giving, that is always create a problem for the branch managers. He should have a sales force, proper staff, execution, whatever all earlier we have discussed, that ability branch manager should have. Only taking this, but this causes a stress to him. Knowingly, the branch managers have to meet the number of can be stressful enough. Fail to meet the numbers during the review period and stress will be compounded for the next. So, if previous quarter's result or his performance is evaluated and he is a shortfall for that, there is again shouting from the higher ups. And again, he has a target for the next quarter. This whatever decision or whatever performance he has made to make up that next quarter's half period is going. Again, shortfall in the subsequent quarter. So, it will be a continuous effect. It will have a continuous effect. So, under the circumstances, not to be getting stressed more. Fact is a fact. But your efforts must be on and the efforts must be recognized. Careful analysis of marketing and the customer services strategies work out, works, and which one doesn't, will go a long way towards helping the branch manager to meet the goals and alleviate some of the worry. Examination by regulators. This is very big. Regulators means Reserve Bank of India. Inspection of regulators, that is Reserve Bank of India, always creates a tension. Branch manager should take it very lightly, but with a focused attention. This quality branch manager should have. Every bank, both community branches and the national corporation, is subject to regulatory examination. These examinations review the asset quality and adherence to the regulations and the procedure which are issued by the regulator for certain products. A bank that fails on examination is subject to penalties and the sanctions, including the finer, including the fines, extra monitoring, though it is the written agreements with regulators, and inability to pursue the mergers or acquisitions. Bank managers whose department fails to regulatory exams will add job security to his list of stresses. It is very unfortunate to say that many times the regulators previous years, what the comment or observations they have made, learning from the lesson is not carried away by the branch managers, because it has to percolate down to the subordinates to avoid such kind of mistakes in the current year and even in the future years. But the same observations are again repeated in these years, then according to the regulators, they will feel that the directions issued by them, regulations made by them are not implemented in the manner in which it was required to be. So, ultimately, result will be punishment. It may be fine or it may be cancellation of license. Whatever it will be, depending upon the gravity of the mistakes. A bank manager whose department fails to the regulatory exams will add job security also to his list of stresses. Branch manager may think, if I do not perform it like that, perhaps management will throw me out. I will be jobless. What should I do? So that is also one of the reasons for stress. The best way to avoid this kind of, to ensure that your department is strictly adheres to the regulatory guidelines and to perform the regular internal audits to catch the deficiencies before the regulator inspect your books of accounts. But this is an ongoing process. Many banks have taken call on that, and that's the reason why there is a birth of the concurrent auditors. Employees, stress. Always, branch manager has, if there are one or two miscreants in the staff, always he has stress or about the employees. What kind of stress? A bank teller only has to worry about himself, but the bank manager is responsible for the performance of the entire department. Similarly, not every individual is cut out of manage employee. As a manager, he will deal with myriad of the personality demands, requests, and conflicts. Branch manager has to address all these things. He must be able to interact with your employee fairly and decisively, which can be stressful, especially to the neophyte of the manager. Branch managers are responsible for his staff and their performance also. If the department consistently underperforms, an executive management will consider the branch manager leadership the reason. They may ask the reason for that, if you are underperformed. So what is important here is, you have to take care of the employee also, and that stress always carried by the branch manager. Similarly, stress from the customer. When a belligerent customer accosts a bank teller, he can elevate his situation as a branch manager. It is his job to diffuse this situation, which can become a very stressful. Suppose customer has deposited 10,000 rupees. While counting by the teller, he observed that it is only 800 rupees. Customer argues that he deposited 10,000. But again, where the 2,000 has gone? Means 10,000 deposited, 8,000 customer is, teller is telling where 2,000 has gone. That created a tension. How to diffuse that tension? Branch manager should take a proactive efforts to satisfy the customers for whatever he has given is according to whatever he has, whatever the teller has done or not. So, stressing, that stress has to be diffused. Stress has to be diffused with the customer, and customer should accept that yes, less amount was given, but higher amount was written on the paying slip. So, this kind of, this is a day-to-day situation, and every time it is expected that branch manager should not involve. It is a teller. But the tension is always there for the stress. This kind of issues also creates the stress to the branch managers. No matter how understandable or the customer, how angry he becomes, he will have to handle himself calmly and professionally. Professionalism plays a very vital and important role in this case. The best course is to remain calm and do everything to calm the situation. Take a deep breath and realize that job is not worth losing over an unreasonable customer. If customer is unreasonable, definitely he has to take that stand, tough stand, so that tension can be diffused. Now let us understand what are the problems faced by the branch managers. Problems. Stress we understood. Problems in day-to-day working. What is facing the problems? Let us try to understand this. Bank managers are responsible for the overall efficiency and the profitability of the branch, that everybody understands. Banks are structured in such a way that there is a head office where the institution top management operates, and the branches that are headed by the branch managers. There are also various aspects of the management within the branch, such as relationship, that is RM, operations, credit management. All the managers must ensure that they fulfill the policies, targets, and standards set by the head office. Bank managers encounters the challenges in all the key results area of their work. This is the responsibility of the branch manager. He should never forget. But problems, when it is created by others, then definitely it is a question mark. Either they are one unit, another unit. There are two, three, four units, and one unit is interdependent on other. So if one unit performs, the other unit is okay with it. But the certain policy decision taken by one unit is not getting captured or during the process, then it will have a problem for second unit. If second unit, then it is a third unit also. So to diffuse the problem, always there should be a coordination, proper follow-up, interaction, discussion, and taking into confidence of all the units functioning under him for the smooth processing of the transaction of the customer is very much important. That is the role at the first level that branch manager has to function. Now the staff engagement. What kind of staff he can take into his fold? There are a number of challenges in keeping the bank manager staff engaged. Bank work can be routine because the repetitive task involved. Say for example, savings account. Other than debits, credit, giving the statement and giving the ATM and follow-up, there is none other than this is required to be done by the staff. If that is also not done by properly, despite working for 1 or 2 years in the same department, perhaps it is a failure of the branch manager to deputize the people like this in that department. Always branch manager should see what is his capability, what is his interest. So the challenge is managing the staff, encouraging the staff, or shifting the staff from one desk to another desk. This is very much required. Staff may also be demoralized if they have regularly deal with the difficult customers. Now, customer interaction. If one customer is not okay, there are four, suppose for example, there are four counters. And one customer who is assigned to one particular desk and the person has a problem or the employee has a problem with that customer, perhaps shifting the desk within that branch may resolve the problem so that argumentative customer may interact with the other person smoothly. So these kind of decisions that branch manager has to take. So employee management is a very important skill. Therefore, the bank managers need to find a way to keep the morale and productivity up and to enhance the employee job satisfaction. He must develop a system of the job rotation, that is what I was explaining, where the staff periodically can change the roles to avoid monotony and enhance their skills. He must be develop a mechanism to identify and reward the outstanding performer. Good worker, you must be rewarded. Bad worker, you must punish. You cannot keep both together in goody-goody terms. That is what we also discussed earlier. Then, something important, more and more important, is branch manager, branch target. Target is set for the branch manager, and with the help of his subordinate, he has to achieve that target. This is the biggest challenge for the branch manager, so as to survive as a branch manager in the branch. The head office sets the target for every branch, and the manager faces a challenge in consistently meeting or surpassing these targets. One of the duties of the branch manager is to develop and implement and review on strategy for the branch in retaining the existing business and attracting the new client to meet identified targets. For meeting the targets, he has to take a lot of efforts. Of course, this we are going to discuss in the subsequent chapters also. But currently, achieving the target is the biggest task for the branch manager, because he himself is not only important for this achieving task, but his all the staff which are involved in the branch are responsible. Their failure is a branch manager failure. He then must determine how he will deploy the human and capital resources available to here to reach the intended objective. Objective here is what? To achieve the target. Then there must be a plan. There must be ways to execute the plans. There must be target. Perhaps maybe out of 10 people, he may deploy 3 or 4 people for marketing only, or calling, or recovery only. Like that it happens. So, but timely decision and timely action by the branch manager is very much required. So, branch target is very much important as far as the branch manager is concerned. His goal is to drum up enough business to meet the growth target established by the corporate or regional headquarters. Because what happens, branch target, thereafter the region target, zonal target, and head office target. So targets are divided. So, when we are discuss about the performance analysis, at that time we will discuss this in more deep. So these targets, one branch is failure, there will be a reduction in achievement in the target by the branch manager. So it will impact, it will have a cascading effect on the regional, zonal, and head office level. So, he should be always cautious that his failure is a bank's failure. Similarly, a customer service. Bank managers are in charge of the ensuring that when the customer visits the bank to open or close the account, make deposit or apply the loans for the process of payment, they receive the prompt assistance. Customer service more important. If customer is dissatisfied, the manager is responsible for sorting out the matters. Often by the time the customer asks to see the manager, he is already frustrated or even hostile because of they didn't receive the satisfaction from tellers and other employees. Therefore, the bank manager is the final arbitrator as far as that particular branch is concerned. He has to calm the customer down and get her or him to a point where she or he is ready to listen, and then the offers the solution that works for the customer while still protecting the interest of the bank. It is a knack. It is a key. How best branch manager can resolve the complaints like this before it goes to the ombudsman by the customer? It is a very, very difficult situation. It is a tactic that branch manager has to adapt, and he will be a successful branch manager only if he resolves such kind of complaints from the customers. Similar cases may happen day-to-day operations. So under the operation management, customer has to, or a branch manager has to keep eye on day-to-day operations of the branch. The manager is responsible for ensuring that the daily operations of the bank are smooth and efficient. He oversees the hiring, deployment, training and development of the staff so that they are knowledgeable in the working practices, policies, laws, regulations relating to their work. There are the times when the manager has to make a difficult decision letting the staff to go either because of the non-performance or downsizing. Many times it happens. Some mistake is happened. There is a loss to the bank or branch. In that scenario, perhaps branch manager may ask the concerned employee to leave the job, depending upon the seriousness of the case. If the case is serious, definitely, if it is a fraud-like case, definitely branch manager on the same day has to relieve the customer. Taking all upsided views of the things, definitely branch manager has to act proactively. So, branch manager has to do so many other activities, including the operational management. The manager also supervises the security at the bank and determines whether the employee might be guilty of the fraud or theft. In such an event, the manager faces the problem of containing the situations and taking appropriate action. This action by the branch manager is very much awaited by the other group of the people, maybe top management or superior management. With this role, activity of the branch managers or qualities of the branch manager, once we take into consideration perhaps branch manager's role, if we understand correctly, one can enjoy. But as if I do not have to do anything if anybody says, but I have to sit in the cabin and see the other employees are working and they will generate the business and I will be a strong boss here, that principle will definitely not apply in this case. So it is a very, very difficult task to become a branch manager, and once you become a branch manager, your task or your responsibility even doubles or three-folds or four-folds it happens. So be careful, and also in subsequent chapter hereafter, whatever we are going to discuss, please keep in mind, and thereafter if you understand it properly, perhaps branch manager roles you can very well enjoy. Thank you very much.